Topic 8.20 is to describe how drugs can be produced using genetically modified organisms, plants, animals, and microorganisms. When you did GCSE, we looked at how bacteria can be genetically modified. We took the DNA from the nucleus of a cell of interest, so perhaps a human islet cell in the pancreas. We cut the DNA with restriction endonuclease enzymes to isolate the gene of interest. We then take a bacterial cell and remove its plasmid. We cut the plasmid with the same restriction endonucleases. This means that the isolated sticky ends, if you like, of the plasmid and the gene of interest are complementary to each other. So it's quite easy then to use those endonucleases to fuse them back together again. So you end up with a plasmid that contains the gene of interest. You put a plasmid back in the vicinity of the bacterium, something like E. coli, and it will happily take up the plasmid. And then every 20 minutes, it will divide by binary fission and produce double the number of bacteria. So you end up with a colony of bacteria, all with the plasmid, all containing the gene of interest, all transcribing and translating it. So if you're trying to make something like insulin, you shove in the gene that codes for the insulin protein, and you get your bacteria to transcribe and translate it. We can also use transgenic plants and transgenic animals. So we have modified plants to produce vaccines in bananas, golden rice, which is rice that contains vitamin A, and herbicide resistance in plants. Transgenic animals, the idea of producing drugs in milk, and high muscle mass. And this year you may have seen the news about spider goat. You're all now singing the spider pig song from the Simpsons movie, but with spider goat subbed in. You're welcome. So, transgenic plants, we can use a bacterial cell as the source of a plasmid. Agrobacterium tumefaciens does a good job of infecting plants. So you take out the plasmid, the TI plasmid, and you cut it with a restriction endonuclease. You take the DNA with the gene of interest, you treat it and the plasmid with a restriction enzyme and DNA ligase to form a recombinant TI plasmid. If you introduce that recombinant plasmid into the cultured plant cells, then you will start to get the cell carrying the new gene and expressing it. You can then regenerate the new plant from cultured cell, remember that they are totipotent, and you have a plant where every single cell has the trait that you're looking for. Okay, so you can also use micro-injection, injecting DNA directly into a cell using a very fine micropipette. Micro-projectiles, DNA shot at high speed, carried on gold or tungsten pellets. Or you can use liposomes, so the genes are wrapped in a membrane to fuse with the cell membrane itself. Transgenic animals, we tend to use the totipotent stem cells, for example, mouse embryo cells. So we then implant the individual cells into a surrogate, and you end up with a transgenic mouse over several generations that expresses a human gene or a jellyfish gene, if you prefer. Or you end up with glow-in-the-dark cats and spider goat.